CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. The script of this broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 13th of May 2018. Here are the main news headlines. Thousands watch CubeSat deployment. 2X1 calls for Norwegian clubs. 2017 CQ Worldwide CW contest logs to be rescored. 3 CubeSats were deployed on Friday from the Japanese experiment module Kibo aboard the International Space Station. The satellites were Irazu from Costa Rica, 1KUNS-PF from Kenya, and Ubakusat from Turkey. All of them carry amateur radio telemetry payloads. Ubakusat also carries a linear transponder for SSB and CW. Details of the beacon and transponder frequencies can be found via the amsatuk.org website. The deployment was broadcast live from the ISS via YouTube and was watched by thousands of people. The Norsk Radio Relay Liga, RSGB's counterpart in Norway, has been given the responsibility to issue new 2X1 contest call signs to that nation's amateur community. The first 27 calls were issued in mid-April at the country's biggest rally, Norsk Hamiting, and last 5 years. With few exceptions, the new call signs are available only to clubs, and an admin fee of something like £100 is payable, which is passed on to the country's communications regulator, NCA. A change in scoring methodology for handling duplicate contacts in the CW weekend of the 2017 CQ Worldwide DX contest led to an inconsistency with the standards by which logs submitted for the SSB weekend of the same contest were scored. After considerable discussion and debate amongst members of the CQWW contest committee and consultation with CQ management, it was decided to restore the original scoring methodology and to rescore all CW logs for the 2017 CQ Worldwide DX contest. Updated scores will be published online on the CQ website and on the CQ Worldwide DX contest website, but the rescoring is not expected to result in any changes to the order of finish. Next weekend is the Dayton Hamvention, mentioned in more detail later. The RSGB QSL Bureau is attending, which will of course mean that they are out of the office for some time. This, plus an extended influx of cards from Dayton, will make them very busy afterwards. All members, clubs and special event stations are asked to delay sending any other cards to the Bureau until after the 3rd of June. Also next weekend on the 19th and 20th, Albania's Open Source Conference OSCAL 18 takes place in Tirana. Daniel Pocock, M0GLR/VK3TQR, hopes to run a prominent amateur radio demo station at the event. No call sign has been announced, but information of the plans will be at tinyurl.com. And I've got a reference here, GB2RS-0513A for Alpha. CQ Scotland.com will be providing free electronic kits for accompanied school-aged children attending the Scottish Electronics and Radio Convention. It takes place at the Brayhead Arena in Glasgow on the 20th of May. A dedicated construction area will be set up and help will be on hand, so children should leave with a fully working project. Alternatively, it may be built at home with a parent. The kits and construction session is sponsored by the RSGB and Antex Electronics Limited. Finally, Darrenth Valley Radio Society announces that they still have places but for their foundation course starting on the 9th of June. More information can be obtained from Mike, G8AXA, via email g8axa@yahoo.co.uk. Now for rallies and events for the coming week. Today the 13th, the Lochern Amateur Radio Rally takes place at Share Centre, Lisnaski, County Fermanagh, BT920EQ. Access in Northern Ireland is from the M1, A5 and A4, or via the M/N3 from the Republic of Ireland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. Details from David, GI4VHO, 07842 910076, or online at www.learc.eu. Next Thursday, the Datenhamvention opens its doors at 8 a.m. and Greene County Fair and Exposition Centre, Xenia, Dayton, Ohio, in the USA. The event runs until Sunday afternoon. There'll be trade stands and the usual huge flea market, as well as special event groups and an RSGB bookstall. A lecture programme will take place each day. There are multiple catering outlets and family attractions on site. US exams are available. There is a door raffle. Details by email to international@hamvention.org or online at www.hamvention.org. Next Sunday, the Sarcom Brayhead Radio Electronics Rally is at King's Inch Road in Glasgow, G514BN. Doors open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Entry is £4. Talking available. There'll be trade stands of bring and buy, flea market, special interest groups, an RSGB bookstall, and family attractions. There'll be lectures on the day. Catering and a licensed bar are on site. There'll be a raffle. More from Andrew Hood, GM7GDE, 07825932488. Or email radiorally@scotlandmail.com. Finally, for next weekend, the 35th Dunstable Downs Radio Club Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale takes place on Sunday at Stockwood Park, London Road, Farley Hill in Luton, LU15PP. Please note that the date was printed incorrectly in April's Radcom, but correctly in the May edition. All the usual facilities will be there, and further details are online at www.ddrcbootsale.org. To get your rally or event information into GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 NEX News and other sources, TAKE JG8NQJ/JD1 will be on the small Japanese atoll of Minami Torishima from mid-May to mid-August. This is an island's on-the-air reference OC073 and a separate DXCC entity. Chris VK3QB, Brent and VK3YB, and Luke VK3HJ will be active as VK9LI from Lord Howe Island, OC004 until the 18th of May. They'll be operating CWSS BFT8 160 to 17 metres. A team of six US operators will be QRV from Rarotonga in the South Cook Islands from the 13th to the 25th of May. This is OC013 for IOTA. OM3RM will be active as CT9ABN from Madeira, AF014, on the 19th to the 29th of May. He'll be QRV 80 to 10 metres and will be CR3DX in CQWPXCW. A number of stations should be active on May the 12th to the 13th from Liechtenstein, including several flora and fauna sites. EJ7NET from Inishir Island, EU006, will be active from the 19th to the 23rd of May. The operators EI5, IQAS6FR, EI7DSB, GM3YEH, GM7WCO, and HB9DGV. They plan to be active on HF and 6 metres. The Castra's DX gang will operate TM5FI from Ratonneau Island in the Friul Archipelago, that's EU095, until the 16th of May. There'll be QRV from 80 to 6 metres using SSB, CW and digital. The CT8 operation from Mozambique continues until the 15th of May, and the 3B9 RUN operation from Rodriguez Island, AF017, continues until the 16th of May. They should operate SSB and FT8 on 80 to 10 metres. Members of the Cambridge HAMS are CAMHAMS, I think they're called, on the island of Islay, are on the island of Islay in Scotland, EU008, until the 20th of May, operating on multiple bands. Now, special event news. Many stations are on the air for some or all of RNLI SOS month. Details of all registered stations are online at www.sosradioweek.org.uk, and there are free awards available for working or even just hearing them. This weekend is Mills on the Air, and many special event stations are active, as might have been mentioned last week. The May Radcom contains a list of some of the call signs to listen out for. If you apply for a special event notice of variation from Ofcom, please remember to tick both boxes that ask about publicity. Otherwise, the RSGB won't be told about your event, and we can't promote it for you. Next weekend, we'll see a raft of special call signs on the air to celebrate the royal wedding between HRH Prince Harry and Ms. Meghan Markle. Cray Valley Radio Society lead the pack with GR9RW, believed to be the first ever use of the GR9 prefix. Operation will be from the 19th to the 23rd on HF to UHF. A reminder that all UK radio amateurs, Foundation Intermediate and Full, are entitled to apply for a notice of variation to change their regional secondary locator to R between the 19th and the 21st of May, but you must apply for the NOV, which is free, via rsgb.org/RWSL before going on the air with the R. For example, 2W1XXX would be able to sign 2R1XXX, and M6XXX would be MRXXXX. This is a very rare prefix and is likely to be in very high demand from stations around the world, so get your NOV as soon as you can and prepare for the DX to start calling you next weekend. Now, the contest news today, the 13th, the RSGB 70 Meg CW Contest VHF CW Championship event takes place from 0900 UTC to 1200 using CW only on the 4-metre bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and postcode. Also today, the Worktall Britain 40-metre phone contest runs from 1000 UTC to 1400 on the 7 megs band using SSB only. Participants should exchange signal report, serial number and their WAB area. Tuesday is the RSGB 1.3 gigs UKAC from 1900 UTC to 2030. Using all modes on 23 SEMs, your signal report, serial number and locator form the exchange. Wednesday, the RSGB 80-metre club championship data leg runs 1900 UTC to 2030. Using data modes only on the 3.5 megs band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Thursday is busy on 4 metres with the RSGB 70 megs FMAC running from 1800 UTC to 1900, immediately followed by the all-mode 70 megahertz UKAC from 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is the same signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the RSGB 144 megs May contest takes place, running for 24 hours from 1400 on Saturday the 19th until 1200 UTC on Sunday. The all modes are permissible on the 2-metre band. Signal report, serial number, locator and postcode should be exchanged. Finally, next Sunday, the UK micro... I don't know how to pronounce this, I apologise. It's UK and it's a micro G. Millimetre wave contest takes place on all bands 24 to 76 gigahertz from 0900 UTC to 1700 UTC. All modes can be used in the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Our forecast last week was pretty much spot on, with poor geomagnetic conditions plaguing us from Sunday the 6th. But before this, there was a pre-auroral HF enhancement on the Saturday that surprised many people. Steve, PJ4DX in Bonaire in the Caribbean, worked the UK on 17 metres and also made contact with Martin, M0BCT, on 10. He reports that Stephen, G7BXU, using a 5/8 wave vertical in Reading, was S9 plus on 12 metres. Alas, things couldn't last, and we went into a full geomagnetic storm, complete with the high K-index noisy bands, lower maximum usable frequencies, and lots of fading. At this point in the solar cycle, pre-auroral enhancements are worth looking for, but they are usually triggered by the first arrival of solar coronal hole material, but are difficult to predict accurately, so keep an eye on the bands. Now to next week's predictions and a lack of Earth-facing coronal holes on the Sunday. As of Thursday the 10th of May, mean this weekend may be more settled geomagnetically. Expect 20 and perhaps 17 metres to provide some good F-layer openings and for the conditions to last until at least midweek. NOAA then predicts the K index could rise to perhaps 6 on Thursday the 17th, probably due to a recurring coronal hole that has not yet rotated into view at the time of this report. It may be that the coronal hole that caused the poor conditions 27 days earlier, around the time of the International Marconi Day, so look for a possible pre-auroral enhancement from Wednesday evening or Thursday, followed by poorer F layer HF conditions after that. The good news is that Sporadiki is supporting strong short skip on 28 megs at times, with lots to work on FT8, CW and SSB. VHF and up now, there have been some reasonable tropo conditions recently, but mainly limited to coastal and sea paths. The UK amateur television record-breaking 5.6 gigs contest using low-power video senders was made last Wednesday between the Norfolk and Yorkshire coasts using a shallow surface duct. This can be a relatively common feature in the summer, but they can be very shallow. Climbing the cliffs may just make you too high. This coming week with high pressure nearby, there will continue to be options for more tropo, but keep in mind that nocturnal cooling inversions that give some overnight tropo soon disperse after sunrise. Looking for the high microwave band beacons overnight often shows them appearing after a hot day. Tropo is not guaranteed this week since the high pressure is rather weak and often displaced by shallow areas of low pressure with an attendant risk of thundery showers, giving some possibility of rain scatter on the microwave bands. The Sporadiki season is now well underway. We need to look at the location of jet streams within Europe this week, which can influence the location of Sporadiki. A northwesterly jet stream over the Pyrenees should help paths to EA and CT. As usual, the best advice to capture Sporadiki is to remember to check 10 metres and 6 metres when you get home from work. Checking beacons, the reverse beacon network and clusters should be your first task before having your evening meal. The moon reaches perigee, its closest point to Earth, on Thursday and maximum declination on Friday, so it's a good week for EME. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also until next week.